keep it open with your tricks. Start a rumor, I'll throw you sure anything that alive to wit. But you won't do the time, cause it ain't aligned with the way that you operate. You just sit back till the hard work's done and you find yourself an opening, so you can slide in and take the cake. You wait till things look good, tell us something of value to take. Things that I'll acquire over time, things that two people create. See that you're about find a situation. You give the least amount of effort, but still get the most compensation.
Simulation swarm, where the drone of fluorescence, flicker, fever, fill the form. prison key, any child to deliver, taken with the blood and vine is the first little angel.
Good morning, Medford and Somerville. This is Amy, and you're listening to We'll Put a Pin in This. This is also... my bad. This is also...
Hello.
Oh, yeah, Harrison is also here.
I'm
His
here.
Mic wasn't on. We were silencing him. Yeah, this is also 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. So welcome.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't think you have to say that.
You do.
Okay. All right. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Today we have a lot of random music. I think we're going to do some picks from both of us. And I think Harrison
That's
brought
a lie.
To
I have
spin.
One pick.
Harrison has a whole...
Not some. I have
whole
one.
Whole vinyl. You can also suggest songs on Spotify that I can add to the list if you would like.
I don't believe in Spotify.
Okay. We know. Tell us about that.
They promoted Joe Rogan and took off Neil Young and Joni Mitchell's music. So I don't fraternize with Spotify anymore.
Okay. Yeah. This has been a long time going.
This is an Apple Music boy exclusively.
Except now I can't make any like blends with him, so I don't know.
It's honestly probably for the better. My music taste is kind of terrible.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't have brought someone on the show with terrible music taste, so.
Never mind.
Okay. Yep. Nice. Okay. Next up. So, okay. Also, okay. Couple things. Today is class registration, and we both have the time 10:15. I was like, do I come to the show still? And I said yes. So, we're going to do it on air. And
she's doing it for you guys.
We're going to narrate through. Tears might be shed. I feel like I've cried at least twice doing class registration. It doesn't look like Harrison has cried by the face he made, so.
Nope, history major, baby. Everything's available.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Everyone's trying to swipe my classes.
I am gonna cry if I don't get the Miles Davis class.
Yeah.
Just listen to this. Listen to this description's so funny. It's like the music of Miles Davis and the members of his ensembles, blah, 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 blah. Careers of sidemen will be explored, including Betty Davis, Alice Coltrane, John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Keith Jarrett, John Scofield, and Benny Maupin.
The sidekicks.
Like, yeah, the sidekicks, like five of those are like all-time greats, so I find that very funny.
Yeah. Okay, next up, we're going to play, should we play a long song or two short songs?
We have 6 minutes until registration.
I think we're just going to do a little break, so like we won't talk, maybe we'll play two songs, not talk, and then come back and let you know how class registration went, so.
She will be crying.
I will be crying. If anyone wants to hear that, come back. Stay tuned. Next up, we're playing Lost in the Supermarket by The Clash off of London Calling. Everybody enjoy, and we'll be back in, like, 7 minutes. Mm-hmm.
special at the county personality. I wasn't born so much as I fell out. Nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburb over which I never could see. I heard the people who live on the ceiling scream and fight or scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs. I save coupons from packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Kids in halls and the pipes in the walls make me noises for company. Long distance callers make long distance calls. In the supermarket, I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. It's not here. Disappear. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. Special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost.
Okay. Hello. Okay, we're back. So
I'm gonna go Mormon on here. Flip class registration.
Yeah. Things happened.
So this, I was going to apply for this, or I was going to do this class on horror films, but turns out you need a declared FMS minor or FMS major or instructor permission, and none of that was listed on CIS.
And then CIS said no. CIS also said no to my computer interface design class because I don't know why it let me validate it, but it wouldn't let me in. So I'm emailing Byron to see if he can do anything about it.
CIS is not for the people.
CIS, yeah, it's okay. I think it's better than I thought it would be. Nobody cried, and that's all that matters.
Ooh,
and
ghosts in literature?
That does not sound. No, I took an English class last year, and I had to write about the supernatural and like.
Wait, this is actually really cool.
Okay.
This is about how, like, in every culture, there is some version of a ghost.
Okay, that is cool.
Like, even ones that, like, wouldn't have communicated when, like, the stories were created. It's, I don't know, I think that's kind of interesting.
You should do that instead of horror.
It's an ex-college class.
Taught by a kid, or?
Taught by a grad candidate at Harvard.
That sounds good. That sounds better than a tough senior. No offense.
I get, and it's 3 credits, too.
Is it full or is it open?
Yeah, it's open.
All right. I say put your eggs in that basket.
It's 8 seats available, so I can take time.
Okay. No, I like this. I like this grazing period now where like all of the like you've registered, but now you can like move stuff around and there's a lot of classes that still haven't filled up. Like this feels a lot more peaceful to me. So I'm excited for this.
I'm just going to hit up the teacher of the horror film and just be like, "Yo, dude, like
yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
You know what you're talking about?
There's Europe since 1815. Oh no, that's I can't do that. Middle East and North Africa since World War II. Can't do that.
For context, you're talking to a history major and an engineering psychology
So somebody who's cool and somebody who's
lame.
So
I guess you can determine take who's your who. Pick. And also, guess who's the history major.
That's easy.
Yeah, it is easy. Okay, also, you just heard Lost in the Supermarket by The Clash off London Calling. And then after that, Here Comes Your Man by The Pixies off of Death to the Pixies, and then after that, Hate Yourself by TV Girl off of French Exit.
TV Girl is some of the horniest music ever made. I will not elaborate on that.
Wow, okay. I actually didn't realize it had that
connotation. Oh, wait. Okay, I just signed up for this, now realizing that it's 6:30 to 9 on Thursdays, which means no burn for your boy.
Yeah, you can still go to the burn. Yeah. That's like prime burn. That's like get home after your class.
I'm slow. I need time. I'm like an old man.
Old man. Old Jewish man.
Basically.
Yep. It's okay. I mean, it doesn't really start until 10.
That's true.
Also, I can never go, so it's fine.
Real.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have up next?
We have up next. All my friends. Oh, we have... Never mind.
She's blind.
He wanted me to introduce his song. I don't know what your song is called.
Oh, it's called Girlfriend Is Better. Speaking in Tongues.
Is that in reference to me?
No.
Wow. That's awful. Okay. Okay.
Just drop the needle.
Drop the needle.
Well, fade up DJ mix first. And then, you know what? I'm just going to take over.
Drop the needle. Okay. He's spinning, and I've never spun before. So... Okay, yeah. Here we go. Everybody get ready. It's gonna sound good. I think. Yeah.
Bye.
She's coming up, going.
Okay.
So that was Girlfriend Is Better off of my third favorite Talking Heads album.
That was good. I liked it.
It's a good song.
It was fun. I was bouncing around.
Yeah. I mean, like, Remain in Light and Fear of Music are both better albums, but...
That song.
Speaking in Tongues is cool. Speaking in Tongues is real cool.
Why are they better albums?
They're just... I mean, like, Remain in Light's got, like... the Afro influence. It's like a lot of like cool kind of polyrhythmic drumming that kind of like pushes the whole thing forward. And then Fear of Music, produced by Brian Eno, is just like a really like, that's like peak, like one of the peak like new wave albums in my opinion. It just like is really cool.
It's really cool.
Sounds really, it's really fun. It's really upbeat.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So this is the first album that they made, I think, like, after 77 that was not produced by Brian Eno, and it's still really good, which I think is a testament to how good that band is, because Brian Eno can carry some projects pretty easily, so.
Good for Brian. I'm gonna do some research on that.
Yeah, you should listen to Ambient One on the bus today.
Okay,
music for airports.
Everyone else listening, you hear that? Okay. Next up, we have, you know... I always do this thing where I don't have the lineup like set in stone. I'm always let's see. We're gonna do the song called "Obscurity Knocks" and it's by Trash Can Cintras, and the album is called Cake. And I don't know how this is gonna sound. It sounded good to me last night when I was trying to pick stuff, but a lot of the times it doesn't sound good in the studio. So this is a gamble, but everybody have fun with this one. Here we go.
Like a veteran of war, I like your poetry, but I hate your poems.
Okay, that was Obscurity Knox by Trashcan Sinatros. I thought that was like a Sinatra. I thought they were trying to do something with that. But then I realized that I actually couldn't read.
You know who's really into Frank Sinatra?
Who?
David Proctor.
Wow. Love David. I haven't even met this guy and heard so many good things.
He's a figure. But we were talking about during that song how I hate that the term indie no longer refers to independent music, but refers to this kind of extremely boring sound, in my opinion.
That was really good descriptive word.
I think all indie, I'm doing air quotes for the people listening, they sound so similar.
No, I know.
And
I
it's
know.
Just, none of it is like particularly engaging. And
well, I don't think it used, I think this is pretty recent. Like,
I'd say recent as much as like 2016.
Yeah, the past 5 years or so. I feel like people have just seven. Well, I'm disagreeing. No, I don't know. But like everyone just heard this one sound and now all these people who are not that good at making music are trying to like emulate that kind of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not the worst.
I don't think it's the worst. I would much rather listen to like horrible music that's at least memorable.
See,
I think the biggest sin in a creative medium is making something that's not memorable.
What about your background music type
you
deal?
Mean Muzak?
Muzak?
That's what it's called. That's like what it's elevator called? Music. It's called Muzak.
I don't think it's elevator music though. Like if you just
what do you mean like stuff to throw on in the background?
Yeah.
I mean you can throw on good music
in
the background.
You're filling the void, but you don't want to know the words, otherwise you'll get distracted from whatever you're doing.
I don't know.
That's
I feel
what
like,
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
It's good for that.
But like there are still like real independent musicians and labels out there doing God's work and
doing
one of
God's
them is
work.
From Australia and you know, it was a little cheeky band called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Oh yeah.
Self-released everything they've put out. They do all the vinyl. They openly let people bootleg their stuff, which I think is really cool. They have a section on their website called Bootleggers where they put up really high quality mixed for vinyl. Live shows and demos and stuff that they're just like not going to officially release themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, yeah, press is on vinyl. And like the only like caveat is just send us a few copies so we can sell them for you.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Okay. Okay. That's real indie music.
That's what independent means, right? Is they're not tied to a bigger label. Is they're just, they're doing what they want to be doing.
I see what you're saying. Then the 1975? Or
yeah,
music.
Exactly. Well, I mean, aren't they owned by, like, Sony or something?
I don't think so.
Let's find out who Dirty Hit is owned by.
Dirty Hit, they made their own label. Because
yeah, but
nobody
they probably got they
them.
Probably got bought out. That's normally what happens.
Okay. We'll see. Actually, no. I think
yeah, they're
right.
owned by Universal Music
That's
Group.
That's so sad. That hurts.
Yep. They were shattered. They were independent until they were bought out.
Maybe it's like less work for them.
No, well, yeah, it's less work, but this is also like the myth of capitalism is that like, yeah, you can be independent, but like all these like huge companies will just spend whatever amount of money to buy you to bring you in so you're no longer competition.
Big history major.
Well, that's more like economics and like sociology. But like, you know, it is what it is.
Are you an econ kid?
No, I'm wise.
You're wise. He's a wise history major, not to be confused with econ. Also, I'm so curious as to what that big stick is doing in here. Do you have any guesses?
It's mine now.
All right, we're taking the stick. We're taking the stick back. Okay. Next up, we have. I actually. Okay. Do you have a recommendation? I have a thought. We can go
play.
One or two ways.
Play Sense by King Gizzard and the Lizard
Sense
Wizard.
Sense by King Gizzard. Okay.
This is off of Paper Mache Dream Balloon, their little cute 60s pop type album.
Okay, everybody get ready. This is Sense by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
This is real indie music.
Yeah, okay, you heard it here, probably not first, but you heard it here. Here we go, Sense.
Taking care of them.
Listen to that saxophone at the end there.
I did enjoy that.
Stu plays the flute too.
Stu?
Stu McKenzie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Versatile man. I do appreciate a good saxophone. I do. I feel like it's overlooked. I feel like more people should
be. It's not overlooked.
It's not overlooked.
I mean, maybe overlooked by like the average person, maybe, but I think most people agree the saxophone is pretty good.
No, but I feel like it's overlooked by music makers in the sense that they're not doing it that much.
Well, yeah, because music is lame now.
Music is lame now?
Yeah, it is.
Is that your thesis?
It's my general take.
General take.
The stuff that gets like, and I know this is just gonna sound like I'm pretentious and trying to be like different and everything, but like,
ooh.
The stuff that gets radio play, even like the more like independent, like lower, like I guess like kind of under the radar type stuff, is still pretty lame.
Okay, I actually agree. I don't like the radio that much.
The radio hasn't always sucked, but the radio has sucked for a really long time now.
Power to the aux cord.
Power to the aux cord. Power to good music.
Yeah, I don't know. I did have a thought there, but it just went away. So, all right, next up we have Fields by Black Marble. I heard this song. I also found this song this week, so all new for me.
I listened to 3 albums yesterday.
Didn't you listen to 7 in one day?
No, I listened to 7 in 2 days.
Oh, okay. I was astonished. I was.
It's crazy. What you have time to do unemployed.
When you're unemployed, you're a full-time student.
I'm unemployed.
We're all unemployed. Oh, also, speaking of being unemployed, we have a squash match coming up. That is, yeah. Do you have a comment on my segue?
Roll squash.
Yeah. We're going to Pennsylvania this weekend. We're leaving at 1 today. And it's like
you're
a 7-hour.
You're playing at
UPenn? Playing at UPenn.
I hate UPenn.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Well, I always forget it's an Ivy.
It's like the lamest Ivy. No, yeah, it's the lamest Ivy.
I feel like it might
Columbia be. Might be the lamest Ivy. But
I don't know. That one's at least in the city, in New York.
I mean, it's in Philadelphia. This one's in Philadelphia.
I've never
Oh, my
to
God,
Philly.
You're going to Philly. You got to like. I'm kidding. I'm not going to try to get you killed.
wow.
I was going to say go around saying like go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
Go Commanders.
I'm not going to do that. I don't know.
I don't hate the Eagles, but like,
I feel like as a Pats
they're
fan,
they're fraudulent.
There was like tension there.
Well, yeah,
because
you guys lost.
Well, yeah,
you guys lost to a second string quarterback in
I
the
do
Super Bowl.
Remember,
Tom Brady's a fraud. He's always been a
kids,
fraud.
The 5 Eagles fans like coming to school that day.
That was one of my favorite Super Bowls. That was really cool.
Yeah, the Pats losing.
Well, it was mostly just, like, the Eagles winning. The Eagles hadn't won a Super Bowl, like, I think that might have been their first Super Bowl win.
Oh, okay, that's always it's always fun to see.
Yeah, that's the only Super Bowl they've ever won. Yeah,
even I can get behind an underdog.
Yeah.
Which we will be against UPenn.
I can't say Nick Foles' nickname on there, unfortunately.
You can't?
I can't.
Didn't you just?
No.
Okay.
His nickname is something to do with...
Oh, the nickname, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm deaf, guys.
It's okay. Big something Nick. You put the pieces together.
All right. Okay, so it is 10:46, and we have about 14 minutes left. We're going to do a couple more songs for you guys, getting into this one. Again, this is Feels by Black Marble, and of course, we'll have a lot of banter after this, but yeah. Enjoy. Here we go.
I wish I could tell where you're from, 'cause
Okay, that was Feels by Black Marble, and it was longer than I thought, but still fun. Harrison is here with a PSA for you guys.
Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died of an overdose of marijuana in all of recorded history, zero. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Bedford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, WMFO said that, guys.
I forget what it is, but like in order to overdose on marijuana, you have to smoke like, I think it's like 130 grams in under an hour.
That's crazy.
Just literally
That's
impossible.
That's your favorite PSA, isn't it? No, actually,
nah,
I think
it's just
it
the
is.
First one I flipped to.
The first one, cool.
I like the vintage heroin one, personally.
Yeah, we were going to do that, and then we had
I
we
think
had
that goes pretty
plans.
Hard.
Should we do both? Should I do
no.
that one? Okay, never mind. We'll do that one next week. I'll do that one next week. But yeah, okay, we have 9 minutes left now, and we have a great song waiting for you guys. If anyone is on Squash and you're listening to this, you probably won't think it's a great song.
No, because you're objectively wrong.
I guess you're objectively wrong. Also, Harrison is writing his paper as we speak.
I am.
How's it going?
Actually, not that bad. I'm on the fifth page.
Out of?
6 to 7.
What's it on?
It's on Innocent III. Frederick II and the state of Europe in the late 12th and early 13th centuries.
Innocent III?
Pope.
Pope. Yeah. Okay. Is that his actual name?
That, well, that's the name he took. That's when you become Pope, you take a name.
Oh my God. It's like his DJ name, but it's his
yeah,
Pope name.
Shit. His real name was like some Italian thing that I'm just not going to try to pronounce.
All right. That's
Let's see
cool.
if I can find it real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Lotario de Signi, I guess.
All right. Signi. You got it. Yeah,
I don't know. Frederick II's kind of crazy. So is Innocent III.
I feel like the only thing that I remember, this is really bad. I'm thinking of, was it Hannibal? Was it, no, I don't know. It was the guy who like stabbed the ocean. Isabel and Lauren, no, Isabel is listening and Isabel will remember this
I don't
from
know. I think,
ancient cultures.
I think European history is boring as hell, personally.
I never took an Euro,
can't
like a European history class.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of upset about it. Like, I feel like I missed a lot.
Because, like, I'm taking this, right? And there's so many, like, small... especially because none of the names of, like, the countries that are, like, today are used back then.
It's like a whole new world.
Yeah, like, Germany is, like, 20 different states.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I hate European history. I think it's boring. They're all colonizers. Not cool. Not
yeah.
fun. There's murdering people.
Woo.
Woo.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my ancient China class is the coolest thing ever. They're sick.
Yeah.
Confucius was a cool dude.
Confucius does sound like a cool dude.
He's in the rotation.
Who else is in the rotation?
Oh, I made one. I made a TikTok.
You made a rotation?
Yeah, I made a dream.
I didn't know you made TikToks.
I don't. I was compelled last night.
Okay.
So we'll end with this. We'll end with my dream rotation, and then we'll play this final song and we'll call it. Sound
okay.
Good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Here's the dream rotation. The dude, Jerry Garcia. Elliot Gould from The Long Goodbye, specifically his character from The Long Goodbye.
Yeah.
Mao Zedong.
Oh my God.
Mike Staclasa from Red Letter Media.
Mao is in the rotation.
Stu McKenzie from King Gizzard. Arthur Morgan. George Costanza.
That's good.
Hunter S. Thompson. Larry David. Nathan Fielder. Confucius. Ken Kesey. Anthony Bourdain. John Lurie. And Geralt of Rivia from The Witcher Games.
There's no women in your rotation?
That's actually true.
That's pretty... It's pretty
I was going for like the stoic, like give a guy like two hits of a blunt, and he starts philosophizing.
I see.
Kind of vibe.
Maybe you can put a woman in there.
I should.
I'm sorry for calling you out on air.
No, that's valid. That's a valid criticism.
Thank you. Okay, I'll make my rotation maybe, and I'll come back to you next week, and we can compare. I actually don't know at all what I would put. Okay, next up we have a song called "Girls Just Want to Have Fun."
Not the Liam Sidney Lauper version.
I liked that one too. But
that
this one,
this
is
isn't
by
a cover.
Bleed. It's not a, yeah, I guess not. Not to be confused with. I think it's in the queue.
Shout out Bleed, shout out Echo 2K, shout out Drain, shout out White Armor, shout out Young Lean, shout out Sad Boys.
Are you still seeing Young Lean? Is that still happening?
I mean, Chris has tickets. I just have to like actually get down to New York.
Yeah, I feel like all my
He's
concerts
driving,
happened already.
Him.
You know, like that post concert.
I have
sad.
Baby Tron in January, which is just keeping me going.
That's good. I'm glad you have that that light. Yeah. Oh, everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Also.
Yeah,
great holidays. It was great to be on air.
Spend some time with your family if you can.
Oh yes, eat some good food, and relax. Like everybody, just take this time to not think about school.
I know. I'm excited. I'm on cocktail duty this year.
That's gonna be fun. I don't know what duty I'm on this year. I feel like I'm
the
on.
The goal is to get the family a little bit lubricated.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean.
I do. I think my role is probably going to be, like, helping clean up and also sitting at the kids' table. Because I don't think, like, we've gotten to the point where, like, people aren't having any more kids. So, like, I'm stuck at the kids' table until I'm going to be, like...
How big is your Thanksgiving?
Not that big. It's, like, 12 or 13 people.
And you still have a kids' table?
We have a kids' table.
That's kind of funny.
It is.
All right. Well, we don't have time. We gotta play this last song.
Here we go. Okay.
This has been Harrison and Amy and on 91.5 WMFM, Edward Dust Freeform Radio. And yeah, tune back into the show. It's pretty cool.
Also tune into Stranger Waves. Okay, ready? Here we go.
So